Hello, everyone. I'm so blessed and glad to be here again. And I really enjoy to worship God with all of you. First of all, I want to thank you to Pastor Fraser and Susan, and also all of you guys as a Elam Glasgow Church here. Because without you, without your support, without your prayer, we are nothing. We can walk in Indonesia very well. And thank you so much. And I really appreciate for all of your support and prayer for us, to us. Because I can speak Scottish English very well, so I continue speaking Indonesian in my own language. It's okay for you? Amin, praise God. Ya, sepanjang perjalanan saya dari Indonesia ke Scotland.
So the whole time from the journey from Indonesia to Scotland.
Saya mendengar dan melihat banyak berita tentang perang.
I've heard a lot of news about wars.
Dan setiap hari kita disuguhi dengan berita tentang perang yang paling hangat Israel dan Iran.
And every day we're hearing more and more updates about the most recent war between Israel and Iran.
Pakistan dan India.
Pakistan with India.
Ukraine dan Rusia.
Ukraine and Russia.
Dan pada saat kita menyaksikan perang yang terjadi di dunia.
And so when we're witnessing these wars that are going around the world.
Kita melihat bagaimana setiap negara saling menjaga keutuhannya, saling menjaga bangsanya dari musuhnya.
We see how each of these countries are really working hard to defend their own country, to defend their nation, their people.
Sudah pasti hal pada saat terjadi perang, semua bangsa mempertahankan supaya bangsanya jangan dijajah, bangsanya jangan dihancurkan, bangsanya jangan dirusak.
And we know that each time that there's a war going on, that each of these countries are really doing their utmost to protect their country so that it doesn't get destroyed, so it doesn't get devastated, and so that they don't get taken over by another country.
Dan sama halnya dengan kehidupan kita sebagai orang Kristen.
And it's the same for us as Christians.
Pada saat saudara men-sign up diri saudara menjadi orang percaya, menjadi orang Kristen.
So as soon as we sign up to become a Christian,
maka saya mau katakan saudara ada di dalam battlefield.
I just want to say that when you sign up to be a Christian, you are entering into a battlefield.
Setiap kehidupan saudara, setiap hari saudara ada di dalam medan peperangan.
That each day that you are living, you are on the battlefield.
Iblis berusaha untuk merusak rencana Allah dalam kehidupan saudara.
The devil is doing his worst to try and disrupt the plan of God over your life.
Iblis tidak mau saudara ada di dalam tujuan Tuhan.
The devil doesn't want you to be walking in the purpose of God.
Itu sebabnya kita harus berperang bersama-sama dengan Tuhan.
And that's why we have to fight together with God.
Dan mari kita sama-sama membuka di dalam Deuteronomy 20, verse 3.
So let us look together in Deuteronomy, verse 20. Hold on. Can you pull up in the screen? Deuteronomy 20, verse 3 to 8.
Ya, saudara bisa membacanya dalam bahasa Inggris.
You can read it. Hold on, my phone's taking a while to come up. Deuteronomy 3:20, verse 3 to 8.
Can we read together?
Let's read it together.
In your Holy Bible and Holy Phone as well.
Okay, got it. He shall say, "Hear, Israel, today you're going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." The officer shall say to the army, "Has anyone built a new house and not yet begun to live in it? Let him go home. Or he may die in battle, and someone else may begin to live in it." Lost my place. "Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home, or he may die in battle, and someone else enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home, or he may die in battle and someone else marry her. Then the officers shall add, is anyone afraid or faint-hearted? Let him go home so that his fellow soldiers will not become disheartened too.
Kalau kita memperhatikan dari setiap ayat yang kita baca,
and so if we pay attention to each of these verses that we've just read,
Saudara bisa memperhatikan di dalam ayat yang kelima,
you can see that in verse 5,
ketika Panglima berkata kepada para prajurit, kalau engkau baru membangun rumah,
we see here that the officer said to the army, if you have just built a house,
maka janganlah engkau ikut perang.
Don't come into war with us.
Tuhan berbicara melalui firman ini adalah,
and what God's saying through this word,
kita harus bisa untuk fokus di dalam peperangan.
Is that we need to be focused in the war.
Can
focus
I have
in the battle.
Three volunteer to... It's
okay. Can we get three volunteers to come up here quickly? Two, three at the front maybe so it's quicker.
Yeah. Three, they have a bowl enough faith. Okay.
Okay,
do you have a pen and paper?
Kayla, can you bring the pen and paper that's down there, please?
We play a little bit, yeah, right?
The two lots.
Quick.
Okay, Fiji, you take a bit of paper and a pen. Just rip it off the pad.
Okay, satu orang bisa duduk sambil pegang.
So one person is sitting holding the pen and the paper.
Ya. Dan satu orang dua orang salah satunya pegang kertas.
And then somebody else is holding. So one person sitting with the pen and the paper, somebody else sits standing with the paper.
Ya. Okay. Sekarang kalian ikuti apa yang saya katakan.
And so I want you to do what I tell you to do now.
Yang duduk tulis nama dan tanggal lahir kalian.
So you have to, when you're sitting, you have to sit down, you have to write your name and your date of birth.
Dan yang berdua tulis sama halnya nama dan tanggal lahir kalian, tapi sambil ngomong sambil jalan, tidak boleh lihat kertas.
Okay, and you two that are standing here, you're not allowed to do it while you're standing. You have to walk and you have to talk while writing down your name and date of birth.
Yeah.
So walk quickly.
Tidak boleh lihat kertas.
While you're talking,
tidak
walk,
boleh lihat kertas.
Walk quickly. Walk
sambil ngomong,
and talk
tidak boleh
while
lihat
you're
kertas.
Writing your name and your date of birth.
Tidak boleh lihat kertas.
Not allowed to look at the paper. Keep walking and talking.
Ah, ini contoh okay. Yang tidak taat.
This is an example of disobedience.
Dibilang tidak boleh lihat kertas, malah lihat kertas.
You're not supposed to be looking at the paper as you write it.
Jadi Jadi saudara tulis tapi sambil ngomong dan tidak boleh lihat kertasnya sambil
okay,
tulis.
So you're supposed to be writing as you talk and not looking at the paper. We should have got the woman up to do this. They'd have done a better job, right? Okay, that's great. Can you bring the papers up to us, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Torture's over. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. So, from Mr. James, it was sitting on the chair. You can see that he's writing very neat.
Yeah, jadi yang menulis nama dan tanggal lahirnya yang duduk.
So the one that was sitting, writing his name and date of birth.
You can sit. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Yang duduk menulis dengan baik dan tulisannya ada di dalam line.
So we can see that he wrote his name nice and neatly and he wrote within the lines.
Tetapi yang nulis sambil jalan, sambil ngomong, tulisannya pasti akan keluar dari line-nya.
And the ones that were sitting, sorry, walking and talking and writing at the same time, they're all over the place.
Yang kita belajar di sini adalah ketika kita fokus, maka kita tetap ada di jalur.
And so the point we want to get across here is when we are focused, we stay within the lines.
Tapi ketika saudara tidak fokus, saudara terkena distract, maka saudara tidak akan pernah bisa ada di dalam line.
But when we're not focused, then we're easily distracted and we don't stay within the lines.
Itu sebabnya Tuhan mau saudara fokus kepada apa yang Tuhan mau saudara lakukan.
And that's why God wants us to really be focused on what He's asked us to do.
Dan Prajurit ini disuruh pulang karena kalau dia ikut berperang dan tidak fokus, distract, maka itu akan merugikan.
And so these army officers were told to go home if they just bought a house because they would be distracted and they wouldn't be fully focused on the task in hand.
Yang pertama bisa diklik.
Here, we got it.
Ya. Yeah. Yang pertama dari hukum atau prinsip peperangan adalah perhatian kita jangan sampai terbagi.
And so the first principle of war is our attention should not be divided.
Iblis berusaha untuk saudara terbagi perhatiannya kepada tujuan dan rencana Tuhan.
And so the devil is always trying to distract us from our purpose and planning within in God's plan.
Sorry. Mengapa kehidupan kita selalu kalah dan kita tidak bisa mencapai apa yang menjadi rencana dan tujuan Tuhan?
And so why are we always failing? Why are we not being able to stay within God's plan?
Karena perhatian kita selalu terbagi, bukan terfokus kepada apa yang Tuhan
Because
katakan.
Because our attention is always divided and we're not staying focused on what God's telling us.
Saudara nggak akan pernah bisa melihat hal yang besar dari Tuhan dalam hidup saudara.
And so you're never going to see big things happen with God in your life.
Saudara tidak akan pernah bisa mencapai hal-hal yang luar biasa yang Tuhan kerjakan melalui dan di dalam hidup saudara.
You're never going to achieve amazing things in your life that God has planned for you.
Ketika perhatian saudara terbagi kepada hal yang lain.
When your attention is divided and it's on something else.
Dan iblis berusaha untuk membagi perhatian saudara.
And that's what the devil is always trying to do is to distract us.
Supaya saudara tidak percaya lagi tentang janji Tuhan.
So that we no longer fully believe in the promises of God.
Supaya saudara tidak lagi percaya kepada janji firman Tuhan.
So that we're not believing and trusting in the promises of God.
Maka disitulah letak di mana saudara akan menjadi lemah.
And so that is the point where we become weak in our faith.
Prinsip dalam peperangan adalah jangan sampai perhatian kita terbagi.
So the first principle of war is do not let your attention be divided.
Dunia selalu menawarkan untuk saudara menaruh perhatian kepada dunia.
And the world is always trying to distract us and is always attracting us with the next big thing.
Tapi saya percaya bahwa Tuhan mau supaya saudara memperhatikan kepada apa yang menjadi rencana dan tujuan Allah dalam hidup saudara.
But God wants us to stay really focused on what His plan for our lives is.
Bagian yang kedua dalam ayat yang ke-6.
And the second point in verse 6.
Bisa bacain lagi?
Verse 6. Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home.
Seseorang yang menanam sesuatu.
So somebody that plants something.
Untuk apa saudara?
What are they planting for?
Kalau saudara menanam mangga,
if you were to plant mango,
atau saudara menanam anggur,
or white grape, sorry, can't do that in Scotland. Potatoes.
Okay. That's why a lot McDonald here. So maka kita menanam sesuatu karena ada yang diharapkan.
We plant something and we have a hope that there's going to be a harvest.
Apa saja yang kita tanam, apa saja yang kita mulai, pasti kita menaruh harapan di dalamnya.
So whatever we plant, whatever we start, we have a hope that's going to come to something.
Dan pemimpin pasukan ini mengatakan, kalau kamu baru menanam anggur, maka kamu jangan ikut perang.
And so the officer in this text says, if you have planted something, don't come and join us in war.
Karena bisa jadi harapanmu bisa terbagi dan harapanmu bisa hilang.
Because your hope would be divided and your hope could be lost.
Mungkin di dalam medan peperangan ketika prajurit ini ikut berperang masih mengharapkan sesuatu yang ada di kepalanya.
So maybe when that guy would be in the middle of the battlefield, he's also thinking about his vineyard or his fields are being left unattended and his attention is divided.
Sama halnya di dalam kekristenan seringkali Tuhan mengizinkan hal-hal yang mungkin lewat dalam hidup kita dan kita tidak suka.
And so that also happens in our Christian walk. Sometimes God allows things to happen in our lives that we don't like.
Dan Tuhan mau supaya kita menaruh harapan kepada Dia.
But God wants us to put our hope in Him.
Kita mau sama-sama melihat di dalam Amsal 23 ayat 18.
And let us look in Proverbs
23 verse 18.
I've done a screenshot so it's quicker. Okay, it says, therefore, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
Dan saudara perlu mengingatkan pada diri kita sendiri.
And so you need to remind yourselves.
bahwa walaupun kita harus mengalami pergumulan,
that even though we have to go through these struggles,
walaupun di dunia ini kita ada di dalam battlefield kita,
even though in this world we are in our own battles constantly,
firman Tuhan katakan bahwa ada masa depan, ada harapan di dalam kehidupan kita.
The word of God says there is a hope and there is a future.
Jangan mempercaya apa yang saudara lihat.
So don't believe in what you can see.
Tapi percayailah apa yang firman Tuhan katakan.
But trust in what God says.
Jangan berdiri berdasarkan melihat situasi dan kondisi.
Don't stand in what you can see and what the current situation is.
Karena firman Tuhan katakan dalam Korintus, sebab hidup kami bukan karena melihat, tapi karena percaya.
Because it says in Corinthians that we live not by what we can see, but what we believe.
Seringkali kita kehilangan harapan karena kita lupa untuk selalu melihat kepada firman Tuhan.
And so sometimes we forget because we are not always looking at what the word of God says.
Sehingga kita lebih senang melihat, mendengarkan apa yang dunia katakan pada kita.
And we're more inclined to listen to what the world is saying to us and what God says.
Kita lupa bahwa Tuhan memberikan harapan di dalam kehidupan kita.
And we forget that it is God that brings hope into our lives.
Jangan sampai apa yang terjadi dengan Abraham.
So don't let what happened to Abraham.
Saya pernah katakan di tempat ini.
And I'm sure I've said it here before.
Kita tahu bahwa Abraham disebut bapa orang percaya.
We know that Abraham is known as the father of faith.
Bapa orang beriman.
The father of faith.
Dipercaya oleh tiga agama.
And he is accepted and received in three different faiths.
Judaism. Muslim.
Islam.
Dan Kristen.
And Christianity.
Tapi tahukah saudara dalam Kejadian 16?
But you know that in Genesis 16,
Abraham mengalami kemerosotan iman.
Abraham experienced a disintegration of his faith. If you like.
Dalam Kejadian 12, Tuhan mengatakan bahwa Dia akan memberikan anak kepada Abraham.
In Genesis 12, God told him that He was going to provide him with a son, with offspring.
Dan dalam Kejadian 13, Tuhan juga mengingatkan kembali bahwa Dia akan memberikan keturunan kepada Abraham.
And in Genesis 13, God reminded him again that He was going to bring offspring.
Dalam Kejadian 15, Dia ingatkan lagi sampai 3 kali bahwa Tuhan akan memberikan keturunan kepada Abraham.
And then in chapter 15, God told him again for a third time that He would give him a son. He would give
Tapi dalam Kejadian 16 ayat 2,
but in Genesis 16 verse 2,
Dia lupa untuk mengingat janji Allah.
He forgot to remember God's promise to him.
Dia mempercayai apa yang Sarah katakan istrinya.
And he put more trust in what his wife Sarah was saying.
Sarah katakan, kau tahu bahwa Tuhan tidak memberikan kita keturunan.
When she said, you know that God has not given us a son.
Apa yang Sarah katakan itu kebenaran atau keadaan?
And so what was Sarah saying? Was it the truth or was it the situation?
Jawab.
Was it the truth or was it a situation? He's asking.
Huh?
The situation.
Situation is not truth. Seringkali kita kehilangan harapan karena kita melihat keadaan.
And so often we lose our hope because we are looking at the situation around us.
Kita tidak pernah berdiri di atas kebenaran.
And we're not standing on the truth of the word.
Ketika kebenaran tidak melekat, tidak hidup di dalam kehidupan kita.
So the word is not living in our hearts.
Maka manipulasi mendominasi.
Then manipulation is going to dominate our lives.
Itu sebabnya kita perlu kembali kepada firman Tuhan.
And that's why it's so important that we come back to the word of God.
Amin. Ketika saudara berdiri di atas kebenaran.
And when we stand on the truth of the word,
maka saudara akan melihat harapan ada di dalam Tuhan.
Then we will see our hope realized in God.
Harapan diberikan oleh Tuhan supaya engkau melihat bahwa perbuatan Tuhan yang ajaib terjadi di dalam hidupmu.
A hope that we have in God in order for us to see the amazing miracles of God happen in our lives.
Tuhan menciptakan mata untuk kita melihat kenyataan.
God has created our eyes to see the situation.
Tapi Tuhan membangun mata iman saudara.
But he builds our eyes of faith.
Untuk mempercayai dan setuju dengan firman Tuhan.
To believe and agree with the word and the truth of God.
Amen. Jangan sampai harapan kita hilang.
So don't let our hope be lost.
Mungkin saudara mendengar ada banyak berita.
We know there's a lot of news going on.
Mungkin kejadiannya ke depan akan kita akan melihat ada masa sulit.
Maybe we probably know that the future there's a lot of hardship in store for us.
Tapi kembalilah untuk mempercayai firman Tuhan di atas segalanya.
But come back to really believing God's word.
Bahwa Dia adalah Allah menjadi gembala yang baik.
That He is our Lord, He is a good shepherd.
Firman-Nya bukan hanya sekedar tulisan.
And the word of God isn't just a bunch of writings.
Tapi firman-Nya adalah firman yang hidup, firman yang berkuasa atas setiap kehidupan kita.
But His word is living and it's full of authority over our lives.
Dan Dia menjadikan segala sesuatu oleh firman-Nya.
And everything happens because He spoke it.
Kalau saudara punya firman Tuhan, itu adalah jaminan yang luar biasa di atas dunia ini.
And if you have the word of God, that is a guarantee for our lives in this world.
Prinsip yang ketiga dalam hukum peperangan adalah
the third principle in the law of war, the principle of war is
ayat 7 bisa bacain.
In verse 7, has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home or he may die in battle and someone else marry her.
Kenapa pemimpin menyuruh pulang orang yang baru bertunangan atau menikah?
So why was he telling all the guys that had just get engaged or just about to get married, why was he sending them home?
Karena kasihnya bisa saja,
because of the love,
kasihnya bisa saja pudar, bisa saja terbagi.
Because the love could be divided or the love could fade.
Itu sebabnya jangan ikut peperangan.
So don't go into war.
Saudara, ketika kita sebagai orang Kristen ada di dalam medan peperangan kita,
so when we are on the battlefield,
maka kita harus memastikan bahwa kasih yang mula-mula kita kepada Tuhan harus tetap terjaga.
We need to make sure that our love for Christ, we guard it fiercely.
Jangan sampai kita kehilangan kasih cuma gara-gara distraksi.
So don't make sure that you don't lose your love because of any distractions.
Saya pernah ada di dalam suatu peristiwa.
So I was in a certain situation.
Saya tahu Tuhan panggil saya untuk melayani di generasi.
I knew that God had called me to serve generations.
Dan tiba-tiba ada distraksi.
But there was a distraction that came up.
Ada tawaran.
There was an offer.
Dan biasanya tawaran ini sesuatu yang enggak kelihatan seperti dosa.
And this offer, it didn't look as if it was something sinful.
Tapi itu benar-benar menguji kasih saya kepada Tuhan.
But it really, really tested my love for God.
Tawarannya adalah pelayanan juga.
And that offer, it was another form of ministry.
Dan kalau saya enggak berhati-hati,
and if I hadn't been really careful in that moment,
maka saya akan lebih memilih pelayanan yang enak buat saya.
I would have chosen a ministry that would have been more comfortable and easy for me.
Yang enggak ada tantangannya.
There wasn't as many challenges.
Karena pada saat itu saya ada di dalam tantangan dan pergumulan.
Because at that point in my ministry I was going through a lot of trials and a lot of tribulation.
Akan sangat mudah untuk memilih suara hati daripada suara Tuhan.
And it would have been so easy for me to go with my heart rather than the voice of God.
Dan ini medan pertempuran saya.
And that was my battlefield.
Tapi saya belajar untuk mendengar suara Tuhan.
But I learned to really listen to the voice of God.
Karena kedewasaan orang Kristen bukan semakin besar tapi juga semakin tajam.
Because as you mature as a Christian, you don't just become bigger but you become sharper.
Dan akhirnya saya berdoa.
So I prayed.
Dan Tuhan tetap untuk saya berada di dalam pelayanan walaupun di situ ada banyak tantangan, ada banyak pergumulan.
And God told me to stay within the ministry even though I was going through a lot of trials and a lot of hardships.
Ketaatan kita menunjukkan kasih kita kepada Tuhan.
And so our obedience shows our love for God.
Karena di dalam Yohanes dikatakan bahwa barang siapa yang mengasihi aku,
because it says in John that whoever loves me,
dia menuruti perintahku.
He will obey my commandments.
Kasih kepada Tuhan bukan hanya sekedar rajin beribadah.
The love of loving God is not just about being diligent and coming to church and worshiping.
Kasih kepada Tuhan bukan hanya sekedar baca banyak Alkitab atau menghafal ayat-ayat.
It's not about reading the Bible all the time or memorizing a lot of scripture.
Tapi kasih kepada Tuhan berbicara tentang ketaatan hidup kita pada Tuhan.
But loving God speaks about obeying Him.
Itu sebabnya penyembahan adalah berbicara tentang ketaatan hidup.
And that's why worship actually talks about obedience.
Makanya di dalam Kejadian 12 ketika Abraham berbicara kepada pembantunya, kepada servant-nya.
And we see in Genesis chapter 12 when
Genesis 22.
Sorry, Genesis 22.
Ayat yang kelima.
Verse 5, when Abraham is speaking to his servant.
Abraham katakan kepada bujangnya.
He said to his servant.
Tinggallah kamu di sini.
Leave us here.
Aku akan pergi menyembah.
I will go and worship God.
Saudara tahu dari Ayat ini adalah ayat pertama kali kata penyembahan dimulai di Alkitab.
And that is the first time the word worship is mentioned in the Bible, Genesis 22.
Penyembahan adalah bunyian dari ketaatan hidup.
So worship is the sound of an obedient life.
Amin. Dimanapun saudara bekerja,
so wherever you work,
apapun yang saudara lakukan,
whatever you do,
ketika saudara melakukannya untuk Tuhan,
when you are doing it for God,
saudara sedang menyembah kepada Tuhan.
Then you are worshiping God.
Dan penyembahan itu adalah bentuk daripada kasih kita kepada Tuhan.
And our worship is a sign of our love towards God.
Kita bisa memenangi pertempuran dalam hidup kita.
And we can win in our battles.
Di dunia ini.
In this world.
Ketika saudara semakin mencintai Tuhan.
When we are continually loving God more and more.
Yang keempat, yang terakhir.
And the fourth principle of war, the final one.
Ayat yang ke-18.
In verse 18.
Di situ dikatakan apa? Can you read it?
Yep.
18. No, Deuteronomy. Okay, sorry.
If anyone is afraid or faint-hearted, let him go home so that his fellow soldiers will not become disheartened too.
Supaya iman kita tidak menjadi lemah.
So our faith doesn't become weak.
Orang yang tidak punya iman tidak bisa bertahan dalam pertempuran.
People that don't have a lot of faith, they can't hold up in war.
Tapi saudara tahu bahwa bagaimana iman timbul?
But you know how faith grows?
Dalam Roma katakan iman timbul dari pendengaran, pendengaran oleh firman Kristus.
In Romans it says faith comes from hearing, hearing the word of God.
Tapi bagaimana firman Tuhan itu bisa menguatkan kita?
But how can the word of God strengthen us?
Melalui ketika kita berhadapan dengan pergumulan, tantangan dan penderitaan.
It's when we face our struggles and our trials and temptations.
Hati-hati dengan kenyamanan.
So be careful about getting too comfortable.
Karena kenyamanan seringkali banyak membunuh iman orang Kristen.
Because comfort can kill the faith of many Christians.
Jangan pernah berdoa sama Tuhan.
So don't ever pray and ask God.
Tuhan permudah hidupku.
God make my life easier.
Itu doa anak-anak.
That is the prayer of a child.
Tapi berdoalah kepada Tuhan.
But pray this to God.
Perkuatlah imanku.
Strengthen my faith.
Amen. Nah, seringkali bagaimana kita tidak bisa fokus?
So many times we can't focus.
Saya coba untuk cepat.
I'm just trying to speed up here.
Karena saya tahu saudara mau cepat-cepat liburan dan hang out.
Because I know that you're keen to get on with the rest of your day.
Yang pertama adalah fokus.
The first one is focus, sorry. Next, that one. That one.
Okay. Saudara bisa ikutin di situ. Fokus adalah follow the instruction.
So focus is about following the instruction.
Saudara perlu mendisiplin diri kita untuk selalu mendengarkan apa yang menjadi instruksi Tuhan dalam hidup kita.
We need to discipline ourselves to always be hearing the instructions of God in our lives daily.
Kalau saudara mau berperang dan menang atas kehidupan saudara,
if you want to go into war and you want to have victory,
di dalam pergumulan, di dalam tantangan,
you want to have victory over your trials and temptations,
jangan pertama-tama cari orang.
Don't look for people.
Cari Tuhan yang pertama.
Look for God, seek Him first.
Dengar apa yang Tuhan bicara dalam hidup saudara.
Listen to what He's speaking into your life.
Setelah saudara dengar, maka saudara harus mentaatinya.
And then after you hear what He says, you need to obey every command He gives you.
Dan saudara harus konsisten di dalam mentaati apa yang Allah perintahkan.
And you need to be consistent in always obeying Him.
Sehingga apa yang saudara lakukan, saudara mengerti karena saudara melakukannya.
So that you can understand what it is He wants you to do.
Ada begitu banyak orang melakukan sesuatu di dalam kekristenan.
There's so many people that do things in their Christian walk.
Tapi mereka tidak melakukannya dengan pengertian.
But they're not doing it with a full understanding.
Mereka hanya melakukannya dengan ikut-ikutan.
They're just doing it because it's what everybody else is doing.
Saya mau katakan kekristenan bukan tradisi.
Christianity is not about tradition.
Kekristenan adalah hubungan dengan Tuhan.
It's about a relationship with God.
Dan hubungan dengan Tuhan itulah saudara diubahkan oleh Tuhan.
And in that relationship, you're going to be changed by God.
Bukankah ada begitu banyak orang rajin ke gereja?
So there's many people that are very diligent in going to church.
Tapi pulang dari gereja kehidupannya tidak berubah.
But when they get home from church, their lives haven't changed one bit.
Bukan ada masalah dengan gerejanya.
And it's not because there's a problem with the church they go to.
Ada masalah dengan hubungan dengan Tuhan.
But there's a problem between their relationship between them and God.
Karena hanya mau mendengar firman yang baik.
Because they just want to hear the word of God.
Tapi tidak mau menjadi pelaku firman.
But they don't want to become doers of the word.
Saya percaya orang yang melakukan firman.
And I really believe that people that do the word of God.
Dia mengerti kenapa dia melakukannya.
They understand why they're doing it.
Dan tetap berada di dalam tujuan dan di dalam track-nya Tuhan.
And they're then able to stay on track with the purpose of God.
Inilah yang membuat saudara bisa mengalami kemenangan di dalam peperangan kita.
And that's going to enable you to experience victory in your battle.
Hiduplah dengan iman yang benar.
So live with a faith that is real.
Iman yang besar mungkin ketika saudara berdoa, saudara bisa memindahkan gunung.
And so big faith means that you can move mountains.
Tetapi iman yang benar ketika gunung itu tidak pindah, saudara tetap mempercayai Tuhan.
But an even bigger faith is when that mountain doesn't move, you still have faith.
Amen. Saya akan tutup dengan pernyataan dari Martin Luther King.
I want to finish up with a quote from Martin Luther King.
Satu pernyataan yang luar biasa.
And this is an incredible statement.
Faith is taking the first step. Even when you don't see the whole staircase. Saudara percaya walaupun tidak terjadi apa-apa dari apa yang kita doakan.
So sometimes we don't see anything as a result from our prayers.
Tuhan tetap bekerja di dalam melalui hidup saudara dari apa yang saudara tidak lihat.
But remember, God is still working in you even though you can't see it.
Dan dalam Keluaran 14 ayat 14.
Exodus 14 verse 14.
Firman Tuhan katakan untuk menguatkan saudara.
God says this to strengthen you.
Mungkin saudara sedang mengalami pergumulan saat ini.
Maybe you're experiencing quite a struggle just now.
Mungkin saudara ada di dalam battlefield.
Maybe you're in your battlefield.
Pegang dan percaya firman Tuhan ini.
But hold on to this word.
Tuhan akan berperang untuk kamu dan kamu akan diam saja.
God will fight for you. You just need to be still.
Tuhan mengerjakan bagiannya.
God does his bit.
Saudara mengerjakan bagian saudara.
And we do our bit.
Tetap percaya.
We keep trusting.
Perhatiannya jangan terbagi.
We keep our focus. Focused.
Harapan jangan sampai hilang.
We don't lose our hope.
Kasih kita kepada Tuhan jangan sampai hilang.
Our love must not fade.
Dan iman kita kepada Tuhan tetap berdiri teguh.
And our faith must stand strong.
God bless you. Mari kita berdoa.
Let us close in prayer.
Tuhan, terima kasih buat kebenaran firman-Mu.
Father, we thank you for the truth of your word.
Kami yang terbatas akan Tuhan kerjakan di dalam kehidupan kami yang tidak terbatas.
We are restricted in what we can do, but you are not restricted, Lord.
Roh Kudus, Engkau yang memampukan kami.
Your Holy Spirit enables us and equips us.
Untuk kami boleh menjadi pelaku-pelaku firman-Mu.
So that we can become doers of your word.
Sehingga kami boleh keluar menjadi seorang pemenang.
So we can come out as victors.
Bukan hanya menang satu kali.
Not just one victory.
Tapi menang berkali-kali.
But continually be in victory, Lord.
Karena Tuhan ada di dalam kehidupan
because
kami.
Because you are in our lives.
Datanglah kerajaan-Mu.
May your kingdom come.
Jadilah kehendak-Mu.
And your will be done.
Atas setiap kehidupan kami.
In each of our lives.
Terpujilah Engkau, Tuhan.
We praise your name, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.